Welcome back to Bullseye on the Afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. It is October, and that means it is full-on Halloween season. So a lot of cool, interesting Halloween activities coming up, but a lot of cool fall activities, for that matter, coming up in the coming weeks here. And it really kind of all begins this Saturday with a spooktacular event. It takes place at Avon's French Creek Square. And here to tell us more about spooktacular is Stacy Perkins. Stacy, thank you so much for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing well, Andy. How about you?
So far, so good. The sun's out, and the temperatures haven't fallen too far, which is always a good sign. If that's the beginning of fall, I think we could be in for a pretty decent season, no question about that. Let's begin by talking about the basic details on this weekend's event, this spooktacular event, the who, what, where, when, and why. What can you share with us on that?
Great, Andy. This is our annual Halloween event that we hold out at French Creek Square every year. This is the 10th year of us doing it. It's grown each year. It will be held this Saturday from noon to 2 p.m., and all of the entertainment is completely free for the kids. So we have balloon twisters and face painters. We have an interactive DJ. He'll come out and he'll entertain the kids, interact with them, and he'll also host some costume contests that we'll have during the event. We'll also have a photo booth out there. And the first 250 kids receive a pre-filled Halloween treat bag. We don't do any trick-or-treating from store to store. Instead, we host everything in one area of the parking field. So all the kids can come out, they're in one central area, and it's a great way for parents to be able to have their kids enjoy some Halloween festivities in a nice, safe environment.
Yeah, no question about that, and really kind of nice little kickoff to Halloween, even though the holiday itself isn't it for another 4 weeks or so. This is a nice reminder that Halloween is right around the corner, and it's a good idea for the kids to kind of get into the mood and get nice and festive early on here as well. This event has been going on for a while. You were telling me earlier. For those who don't know, though, how long has this event been around, and how did it all begin?
So the event started about 10 years ago. It was really the first October after the center had been built, and started out really small. I think we had maybe a balloon twister on the sidewalks, just kind of introducing ourselves to the community. And each year we've added different elements to it. And last year we were very fortunate. We had some really great weather, and we had about 150 kids come out that day to the event. And we're hoping for the same. We host the event either rain or shine. So while it may look like it's going to be a rainy day on Saturday, we, you know, invite everyone to come out because we will be there.
And I know you mentioned earlier that this is kind of one of those events where everybody's kind of going to be congregated in the parking lot, so everybody will come out there, have a great time, instead of trick-or-treating to go from business to business. It's still one of those deals, too, though, where the businesses are still going to be involved. It's just no one's going to go trick-or-treating from business to business, correct?
Right, that's correct. We have a large tent that we'll have in the parking area, and all of our tenants are able to come out and engage and interact with people, and if they have any promotional items or coupons, they can hand those directly to the parents. That way we don't have, you know, kids going store to store, and the parents can keep an eye on their kids a little bit easier that way. But we are very lucky. Our tenants are very involved in the event, and they look forward to it annually as we do.
Spooktacular, noon to 2 this Saturday at Avon's French Creek Square. We're talking with Stacy Perkins about it here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Over the last 10 years, just give us an idea as to how this event has evolved and improved over the course of the past decade.
So over the past decade, we have we've really looked at what's important for the parents and for the kids and how they can have fun. And, you know, it started off, we had a DJ, and he would go out there and play music. And that's really evolved into now we have Rock the House, which is a great company to work with. They provide fantastic entertainment. And we've worked with them for several years. And to give you a sort of a glimpse on it is they're very engaged with the kids. They do a lot of different games with the kids. They get them involved. They play a lot of different songs that the kids know, that they love. They're really kind of tapped into what makes the kids happy. So they do that. They also help out with the costume contest. We do four different categories of costume contests. And as you know, as we talk about how it's evolved, I think the first few years we may have had a handful of children that showed up in costume. And we still did costume contests then. We just modified it. It's grown to the point where you know, we have many different categories, and we have a lot of kids that just really are able to get a good use out of that Halloween costume, you know, more than once. So So we enjoy seeing them out there.
See, I think you're onto something there, too, because, you know, kids, as long as they continue to stay involved with Halloween, it seems like there's a new trend in Halloween costumes from one year to the next. Not to mention, as these kids continue to grow, you know, they want to go for something that fits them from one year to the next. But when you buy that Halloween costume, you're right. A lot of times you only end up using it once, so this is a good excuse to use that costume more than one time.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's interesting. You see the trends. You can see what the kids really like just by being out there. You kind of pop in and you'll see, you know, what's the most popular costume that year, whether it's, you know, all the boys in Batman or the different princesses that the girls choose to wear. So, you know, it's always a great opportunity to go out there and interact with the kids, and they have a blast. So it's a wonderful event that we look forward to hosting for many years.
Now, I would imagine, you know, you talked about the involvement of the DJ and the dance party that goes on from noon to 2. When I think of Halloween parties and I think of DJs, usually something totally different comes to mind. But this seems like it's one of those things that kids and the parents really enjoy, too, because for a couple of hours, you get a chance to bring your kids out, let them mingle with some of the other kids, show off their costumes, and it sounds like the DJs really get them going and everybody has a wonderful time.
They do, Andy, they do. And, you know, it's a very family-friendly event. That is the one thing that we're most focused on any time that we host anything out at the center is we want to make sure that the kids have a great time, but the parents are also enjoying themselves. And it's, again, a safe, fun environment for everyone. And the fact that, again, all of that entertainment's free. There's no charge for any of the balloon twisting or the face painting, the photo booth. All of that is completely free. And, you know, so it's something that we really enjoy doing.
What is the big trend this year in costumes? I think, you know, I've got some nephews and nieces, and they're all really big into the superhero thing, and I felt like that was a big trend for a while, but then it kind of died down. But what are some of the big costume trends this year? Any idea what you expect to see on Saturday?
You know, I think we'll definitely see a fair amount of superheroes. The princesses are always really popular, and then once in a while you have some parents that are wildly creative, and it's really amazing to see some of the costumes and the ideas that these parents can come up with. And occasionally we've even had whole families come out dressed as, you know, an entire section of superheroes. So we've had like the Incredibles family show up, and it's the mom and the dad and the kids, and they're all involved, and it's such a fun event for them to be a part of as well. So it'll be interesting. It'll definitely be interesting, and we're looking forward to seeing who comes out and what they're going to be wearing.
Spooktacular. From noon to 2 at French Creek Square in Avon this Saturday. We're talking to Stacy Perkins about it here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Now, for those that are out there listening right now, if they can't get to Avon at the French Creek Square this Saturday, I know you guys have other events like this in the future in consecutive weeks following this Saturday. What are the details on that?
Right. So the next event that we will host is at Westwood Town Center. That's in Rocky River on Center Ridge Road. That event is Saturday, October 14th, and that will be held from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. It's a little bit of a larger event. We'll have the same entertainment, but we'll also have a live band and some food trucks at that event. And that's Saturday, October 14th, between 1 and 4 at Westwood Town Center on Center Ridge Road. The other event is at Ridge Park Square, and that is in Brooklyn at Ridge Road and I-480. And that event is Saturday, October 21st, between 1 and 4. And again, we'll have a live band and some food trucks, entertainment for the kids. The first 250 kids receive Halloween treat bags at both. So in the next coming weeks, if you can't make this weekend's event in Avon, please join us in Rocky River or Brooklyn.
Sounds like it'll be an absolute blast. You mentioned balloons, face painting, and what else is involved this Saturday?
Photo booths, so the kids can come out and get pictures of themselves in their costumes. We'll also have some costume contests, and the first 250 kids receive a free treat bag.
Sounds like an absolute blast and a nice little kickoff to the Halloween season. It's already here. I mean, we're looking at October 2nd, so it is absolutely positively here. Stacy, we appreciate you joining us. Before we cut you loose, for our listeners out there right now wondering where they can go to find out more information about this event, where can they go?
You can go to our Facebook page, French Creek Square, or you can go to our website, which is frenchcreek-square.com.
FrenchCreek-Square.com. Stacy.com.
That's correct.
Stacy, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate the time. We hope that you're able to get all kinds of cooperation from Mother Nature this Saturday. Hopefully you get a little bit of sunshine, and hopefully it's just cool enough so that those that come dressed up, and they're dressed up with all kinds of good stuff, they don't overheat. So hopefully you get the perfect temperature on Saturday.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
All righty. Time for a break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Matt and I will come back after this on AM 930 WEOL.